The Darm Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Koinim she'eni nana lebrius. She makes a nether that she's not going to have any hanaf from the brius, from anybody, from the world. Einu yochel lahafer. She can't be made for it. Because when she's referring to the whole world, she's not referring to her husband. So since her husband can get food and her husband can feed her, so she can still get sustenance from her husband, it's not really an inoy nefesh, and he can't be made for it. The Rav says this is also Rabbi Yossi, but the halach is not this way. And the Mishnah now, continuing in Rabbi Yossi, v'yicholu hi lehanos b'leket uv'shicha uv'peya. And the way Rav learns is that the Mishnah is giving another reason why he can't be mefer when she makes a nether not to have any benefit from anybody else, because even if she does such a thing, she's still not shutting herself out to benefit, because she could still have benefit in a certain way. When? If she collects leket, shicha, and peya. The reason that that's different is that's not called a benefit, because the Torah was mezakeh these items of leket, shicha, and peya. The Torah was mezakeh them to the aniyim. So it's not in the reshus of anybody else to be considered giving to her, because it's really hers. The Torah gives it to her. So therefore, she could still take it. And if that's the case, and if she would make a nether not to have any enough from anybody, that's not really a huge inoy nefesh, because she could still collect like a shechem peah. That's like the way the Rav learns. Mishnah continues, koinam kohanim ulevim nenim li. If she's koinam, that no kohanim or levim can have hanaf from her, yitlu al karcha, they can take against her will, because matnas kehuna, the Torah is mezaka the matnas kehuna to the kohanim and the levim. So she has no right to tell all of them that they can't have it. So they're allowed to collect it against her will. However, kohanim elu, levim elu nehanimli, but if she specifies these kohanim, these levim, they can't have ana yitlu acherim. They cannot take, only other people can take. What's the difference? So Tesyantiv brings the Mefarshim point out that the reason that she's able to ask her specific kohanim and levim to truma is because there's a concept called toivas hana mamun, meaning that a person always, he has the ability to give trumas and maestras to people that he wants to, and by giving it to them, they can give him something in return. So there's a certain benefit that I have, even though I really don't technically own the truma, but there's a certain benefit I have that I can give it out to whoever I want and get something in return. And because of that, because she has this tovas hana, it gives her like an ownership of it. And therefore, if one of these kohanim that she asks her takes it from her, they are having hana from her nechasim in a certain way, because they are in a certain way considered hers. But like the Mefarshim point out, this would not apply in the beginning of the Mishnah by leket shicha and peya. A person can't say that he's only giving leket shicha and peya to specific aniyim. The Torah doesn't allow that. Anybody that comes to collect leket shicha and peya can collect. Masha enkin shuman meiser, a person can choose to give which coin and which levy he gives to. Therefore, it's more of type of ownership. And therefore, if she makes a nether, they cannot have enough from it.